ओम शांति। टुडे Today, Bap Dada is seeing all of God's lovely children everywhere. Today, Bap Dada is seeing all of God's lovely children everywhere. Out of multi-millions, there are only a handful of God's lovely children. Out of multi-millions, there are only a handful of God's lovely children. Because it is only at this time that you are able to experience God's love. Throughout the whole cycle, you have experienced the love of souls, of great souls, and of religious souls. Throughout the whole cycle, you have experienced the love of souls, of great souls, and of religious souls. But God's love, can only be experienced now at the confluence age. But God's love can only be experienced now at the confluence age. Which all of you children are experiencing. If someone were to ask you, where is God? What reply would you give him? He is with me. He stays with me. He stays in my heart. So when someone asks you where God is, what reply would you give him? He is with me. He stays with me. He stays in my heart. You experience this, do you not? Only you know this, and only you have the experience of this love. Only you know this, and only you have the experience of this love. The Father stays in my heart and I stay in the Father's heart. You know that you know that only you know that only you have received the fortune to experience the intoxication of God's love. You know that only you have received the fortune to experience the intoxication of God's love. What is the sign when someone has love for someone? What is the sign of that? When someone has love for someone, the sign of that is that one will sacrifice himself to the one whom he loves. The sign of that is he will sacrifice himself to the one whom he loves. So, all of you do know, don't you, what the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, wants from all of you children? The Father's desire, for each one of you children is that each one of you becomes equal to the Father. This is what the Father's desire is, that each one of you become equal to the Father. As is the Father, so should the children's stage, also become just as elevated, like that of the Father. What is that elevated stage? The stage of complete purity. What is that elevated stage? It is the stage of complete purity. Such purity, that impurity cannot come even in your dreams. The stage of complete purity is such purity that impurity cannot even come in your dreams. Are you creating such a completely pure stage? A stage of purity in which there is no name or trace of any type of impurity. A stage of purity in which there is no name or trace of any type of impurity. present because of time coming close. Because of time coming close, Bab Dada is giving this signal. Bab Dada is giving this signal because of time coming close. Bab Dada is giving this signal according to the closeness of time. According to the closeness of time, even having waste thoughts, even having waste thoughts is a sign of impurity. Even having waste thoughts is a sign of impurity. So check throughout the day. So check throughout the day whether any waste thoughts of arrogance, abhiman, or insult, apman, pulls you towards itself. So check throughout the day whether any waste thoughts of arrogance or insult pull you towards, whether any waste thought of arrogance or insult pulls you towards itself while moving along. While moving along, if you consider the specialities given to you by the Father to be your own speciality and become arrogant about them, then that is also waste thoughts and impure thoughts of the consciousness of I. Then that is also waste thoughts and impure thoughts of the consciousness of I, such as I am no less, I also know everything, or my thought is right and elevated. Only my thought is right and elevated. Such thoughts of the ego of I, are also a trace of subtle impurity. Only my thought is right and elevated. Such thoughts of the ego of I are also a trace of subtle impurity. So check yourself. If there is any trace of waste thought of any type of impurity still remaining. So check yourself that there isn't any trace of waste thought of any type of impurity still remaining. So, because you lovely children, of God are instruments, to bring the time of establishment of the pure world close. Because you lovely children of God are instruments to bring the time of establishment of the pure world close. The vibration of such instrument souls spread everywhere. Therefore, check. So, check. Are any type of wasteful thoughts pulling you towards themselves? Therefore, check. Are any type of wasteful thoughts pulling you towards themselves? Because now, the pure world and the pure kingdom are coming close. Because now the pure world and the pure kingdom are coming close. So the vibrations of purity are needed as sorrow and peacelessness are increasing in different forms everywhere. So the vibrations of purity are needed as sorrow and peacelessness are increasing in different forms everywhere. The reason for sorrow and peacelessness is impurity. So, impure souls. So impure souls and devotee souls now need double service. Impure souls and devotee souls now need double service. Bab Dada has seen that service through words is taking place everywhere with a lot of splendor. Bap Dada has seen that service through words is taking place everywhere with a lot of splendor. You are now also finishing their complaint. You are now also finishing their complaint. However, souls now need extra sakash. However, souls now need extra sakash. You can do this by giving them sakash, courage, and zeal and enthusiasm by serving them through your mind. And you can do this by giving them sakash, courage, and zeal and enthusiasm by serving them through your mind. So at this time, there is need for doing double service. There is need for doing double service. And for this, Bap Dada has said that each of you children, should consider yourself to be an ancestor. That each one of you children should consider yourself to be an ancestor, the foundation of the Kalpa tree. You are the ancestors and worthy of worship souls. So you are the foundation of this Kalpa tree, the ancestors and worthy of worship souls. Bap Dada continues to hear the sound of the unhappy children. Bap Dada continues to hear the sound of the unhappy children. The sound of the call of those souls. The sound of the call of those souls should reach you children. The sound of the call of those souls should reach you children. As much as you become completely pure souls, you are becoming that, and you have become that. But as well as that, but as well as that, you also have to, increase service through the mind. You also have to increase service through the mind. Today,
Vishwami.
today, happiness, peace, and contentment in the souls are decreasing in the world. Today, happiness, peace, and contentment in the souls are decreasing in the world. So now, you souls who are worthy of receiving God's love, need to give souls a handful of love, contentment, and happiness. So now you souls who are worthy of receiving God's love need to give souls a handful of love, contentment, and happiness. You have to give a handful of happiness to the unhappy souls. You have to give a handful of happiness to the unhappy souls. And for that, Firstly, what you have to do? Firstly, give sakash by serving with your mind. Give sakash by serving with your mind. And secondly, so firstly, give sakash by serving with your mind. And secondly, reveal the Father through your face and activity. Reveal the Father through your face and activity. Bab Dada is pleased with the service that you are doing and have done up to now. Bab Dada is pleased with the service that you are doing and have done up to now, and that there is zeal and enthusiasm everywhere. But One service still remains to be done. Until now, there has been the sound that, until now, there has been the sound that Brahma Kumaris, meek, human beings good. Until now, there has been the sound that Brahma Kumaris make human beings good. And that you liberate them from impure interactions. And that you liberate them from impure interaction. The government wants what the governments want from the youth group, you are doing that service very well. You are doing the service very well that the government wants the youth group to do. However, now, they should say, the Father has come, God has already come. That they are giving knowledge given by the Father. My Father has come to give the inheritance. By their vision, now going to the Father, they will be attracted by God's love, and they will be attracted by God's love and godly attraction. They have already begun to say, this is good. They have already begun to say this. But the revelation of God, the Father, will attract them and make them good. But the revelation of God, the Father, will attract them and make them good. So, So now they should recognize the Father. The one whom they had been remembering is giving that knowledge and that inheritance. Now this is what they should say, that the one whom they had been remembering is giving that knowledge and that inheritance. So now bring them close to the Father. So now bring them close to the Father through your mind. The Father should be revealed through your face, your activity, and your eyes. The Father should be revealed through your face, your activity, and your eyes. So now, make this plan among yourselves as to how you can reveal the Father through your face, your activity, your eyes, through your mind. So Baba has given this work. So now make this plan among yourselves. Bab Dada saw that children have put the plans that Bab Dada has given them. Bap Dada saw that children have put the plans that Bap Dada has given from time to time into practice with great discipline and with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and that you are still doing that. For this, Bap Dada is giving all the children multi-million-fold congratulations. And for this, all the children, Bap Dada is giving to all the children multi-million-fold congratulations. Yes, yes, you can clap loudly. So first they were clapping softly, and then Baba told them to clap loudly. So multi-million congratulations, as the children are doing whatever Bap Dada has said with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Now make the addition. What addition we have to do? Now make the addition that God is giving an inheritance. This addition should come. Now God is giving them an inheritance, and if they don't take the inheritance now, then when will they take it? If they don't take the inheritance now, then when will they take it? The Father feels mercy. The Father feels mercy, seeing the atmosphere of the children's sorrow and peacelessness. The Father feels mercy, seeing the atmosphere of the children's sorrow and peacelessness. You and the Father know that all this is going to go into extreme. All this, whatever is happening, is going to go into extreme. There cannot be the end without the extreme. It has to reach its climax, the extreme. So there cannot be the end without the extreme. At such a time, give souls this experience. Do not just let them hear about it, but give them the experience. But give them the experience that God is giving the inheritance. That God is giving the inheritance. All of you all also ask, do you not? All of you also ask, do you not, that when and how will God's revelation take place? You ask this, do you not, that when and how will God's revelation take place? Well, the sound has reached as far as them saying, yes, the Brahma Kumaris are doing good. But who is teaching the Brahma Kumaris? So whatever they are doing is good, but who is teaching the Brahma Kumaris? Who is the bestower for the Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumars? Who is their bestower? Now you have to bring the time close. Now you have to bring the time close and bring about completion, is it not? You now have to bring the time close and bring about completion, is it not? Who is going to bring the completion close? Who is going to bring the completion of time close? Each of you children considers yourself to be an instrument for this, do you not? Each of you children consider yourself to be an instrument for this, do you not? Together with himself, the Father has given the children this responsibility. Son shows Father. So together with himself, the Father has given you children this responsibility, as Son shows Father. when some of you knew the Father, when some of you knew the Father, what happened when you came to know the Father? What did you do when you came to know the Father? You recognized Him, you knew Him. And having become His children, you claim the right to His inheritance, is it not? You recognized Him, you knew Him, and having become His children, you claim the right to the inheritance, is it not? Now there should be a queue. Now there should be a queue formed of the souls who will claim their inheritance. Now there should be a queue formed of those souls who will claim their inheritance. But why is this queue still stuck and not being formed? Why is this queue stuck and not being formed? Not taking shape? This queue is not taking place, not taking shape. Why? Why? Because some children are, even now, because some children, Baba's children, are even now caught up in the queue of waste thoughts themselves. Because some children are even now caught up in the queue of waste thoughts themselves. So they're already in the they are caught up in that queue of waste thoughts, in the form of why, what, how. You know, they are still asking questions so they're already in the queue of waste thoughts themselves. You do give time for this completion, but you haven't yet finished the waste. You are giving time for this completion, but you haven't yet finished the waste in you. The waste creates an obstacle to become powerful. So the wasteful, Baba is rhyming words, but the wasteful Vyarth creates an obstacle to become powerful Samarth. So Vyarth does not allow you to become Samarth. The wasteful creates an obstruction to becoming powerful. So today, Bab Dada, Bab Dada is giving courage to all the children from everywhere for them to finish their waste thoughts. Bab Dada is giving courage to all the children from everywhere for them to finish their waste thoughts. Finish all waste thoughts from now. Finish all waste from now, constantly be powerful and make others powerful. Do not just give the message, but become powerful and make them powerful. Become powerful and make others powerful. Celebrate the day for finishing all waste. celebrate the day for finishing all waste. Is this possible? Those who think those who do believe that waste thoughts cause a lot of sorrow for the self, they also waste your time. They also waste your time and don't give you so much of an experience of constantly being happy and fortunate. So you do believe that waste thoughts cause a loss for the self. They waste your time and don't give you so much of an experience of constantly being happy and fortunate. So you do believe, don't you, that you have to bring the time for completion close. Who has to bring the time for completion close? It's you, is it not? It is you, not? Is it not? So who will do this? Who will do this? You have to do it, do you not? You are those who think that you to bring the time for completion close. And for that, you have to finish the waste. Not that you are to do it, but you definitely have to do it. It should not even enter in your dreams, let alone your thoughts. It should not even enter in your dreams. All the questions or waste thoughts which Baba was mentioning above. So those who consider themselves to be courageous children, raise your hand. So those who consider themselves to be such courageous children, who have finished all waste and are bringing time close, raise your hand. You are raising the hand of your mind, are you not? It's very easy to raise your physical hand. But are you raising the hand of your mind? Those of you who are raising the hand of your mind, such ones raise your hand. Those who are raising the hand of the mind, such ones raise your hand. It is the hand of your mind, is it not? Acha. Now, those who will have this determined thought from now onwards, who will give this thought to Bab Dada from now, who will give this thought to Bab Dada from now, not at some point, but now, that we will definitely finish all waste thoughts from now. We will definitely finish all waste thoughts from now. We will definitely finish all waste thoughts from now. Do you agree? Do you agree? If you do agree, then raise your hand again. Raise your hand again if you agree that you will definitely finish all waste thoughts from now. Those who feel that this is a strong thought of your mind, not just raising your physical hand, but raising the hand of your mind, such ones raise your hand. Acha, Baba is watching. Those at the back, are you raising your hand? Baba is seeing those ones who are at the back. Those who are firm in this, raise both hands. Raise both hands. Those who are firm in this, raise both hands. Okay, put your hand down. So what day is today? So what day is it today? What day is it today? It is the day to finish all waste and to become powerful. It is the day to finish all waste and to become powerful. To be constantly powerful. And what is the other task? And what is the other task? To bring the day of completion of sorrow and peacelessness close. So this is the other day. To bring the day of the completion of sorrow and peacelessness close. So these are the two tasks you are to do today. One is to be constantly powerful, and the other is to bring the powerful time close. Is it all right? Will you do both the tasks? Nod in front of Baba. If you say yes, Baba, we'll finish. We will do both these tasks today. So nod your head. Why is Bab Dada saying all this? Because Bab Dada can hear the call and the cry of sorrow of a great deal. Because Bab Dada can hear the call and the cry of sorrow a great deal. Baba doesn't know why you can't hear that cry. Bab Dada can hear, and Baba doesn't know why you can't hear the cry of sorrow of souls. When Bab Dada can hear that, then you children, when Bab Dada can hear that, then you children who consider yourselves to be heirs, you children who consider yourselves to be heirs, those who are to claim the inheritance, who are to claim the inheritance, so you should have mercy. So you should have mercy for those who are to receive their inheritance, who haven't yet got it, and they should receive. So you should have mercy on them. Why do you not have that mercy? Why you still do not have that mercy? For that, what is needed in you? There should be disinterest, unlimited disinterest and mercy. Unlimited disinterest for the world and mercy on souls. And for that, do not give time to the queue of questions. Why, what? Do not give time in such trivial matters. So do not give time in such trivial matters by asking why, what and all that. So, O Bab Dada's long lost and now found beloved children, so, O Bab Dada's long lost and now found beloved children, the children who are blessed with multi million fold blessings, the children who are blessed with multi million fold blessings, now make your thoughts determined. Make your thoughts determined. Use the key of determination even more. Use the key of determination even more. Become karma yogis. Become karma yogis. You are those with a karma yogi life. a life is for all time, not just for some time. Life means all time. A life is for all time, not just for some time. So be lifelong karma yogis, karma yogi life. So now let your merciful, compassionate form of being a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness emerge. So now let your merciful, compassionate form of being a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness emerge. Bab Dada has already been telling you for a long time about the period of suddenly. Bab Dada has been telling you about this period of suddenly. So anything can happen suddenly. So at least before anything happens suddenly, you have to fulfill the call of the devotees. Before anything happens suddenly, hear the sound of sorrow of the unhappy ones. Hear the sound of sorrow of the unhappy ones. Now, each of you, young and old, world transformers, should consider yourself to be responsible for transforming the sorrow of the world and bring about the world of happiness. So, now each of you, young and old, world transformers, should consider yourself to be responsible for transforming the sorrow of the world and bringing about the world of happiness. Until when will Bab Dada continue to come and go? Until when? So, this is why it now has to happen suddenly. Well, Bab Dada's part ended suddenly, is it not? So Baba is saying, when will Bab Dada continue to come and go? So this is why it now has to happen suddenly. So now, O air quality souls, you have to enable souls to receive their inheritance. Now play the part of being merciful. Do not think, when will this happen? Means when will everything finish? So you don't just think, when will all this happen? It will happen suddenly. It will happen suddenly. So don't ask, when will it happen? This is why you definitely have to finish waste. Not that it will happen, but that you definitely have to do it. Bab Dada saw the result. And checked the fate of everyone's karma. Baba checked your speed of effort and also checked the account of the accumulation of treasures by you. Bhaktadada saw the result and checked the fate of everyone's karma. Baba checked your speed of effort and also checked the account of the accumulation of treasures. So what did Baba see in the result? What did Baba see in the result? You do make very good effort to accumulate. You do make very good effort to accumulate, but there is a variety of percentage in what you accumulate. Variety of percentage in what you accumulate. You think that you have accumulated. Yes, you do accumulate, but it is in a percentage. That means, Baba means to say, it's not fully accumulated. It's accumulated only in a percentage. A little is accumulated, but it is not accumulated for all time. You do it, but there's a difference in accumulating it for some time and accumulating it for all time. This is why Bab Dada is making you have a determined thought for each and everything. He made you do this for anger, did he not? Make a determined thought to never get angry. He made you do it for anger. However, there should not be even a trace of any upheaval in your mind about anyone. So not just anger, but then not even a trace of upheaval in your mind about anyone. There should not be any why or what in this. Yes, you have controlled anger through your mouth. Some of you have done this very well. However, it still continues in your mind a little. You are trying to finish it. You are trying to finish it. Nevertheless, Bab Dada is pleased that your attention has been drawn towards this. You have begun to realize. You have begun to realize that only I will be at a loss if I don't make a determined thought, or if I keep doing it, only I will be at loss. So, did you understand? Did you understand? Baba does remind us to make sure that we understand. So Muniben is saying, Eastern zones turn to serve Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam. At that time there was also Tamil Nadu and Nepal. Tamil Nadu is not here today. It is Tamil Nadu has been given another turn. The last Baba's meeting, 23rd March, is given to Tamil Nadu to serve. So Bengal, also double foreigners, Baba is seeing the double foreigners. Okay, so Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, all the east of India, along with Nepal, East Nepal, which... So now, it is the eastern zone in particular. In eastern too, there are so many states, so many parts. The eastern zone has a speciality. The eastern zone has a speciality, and in that too, Kolkata in particular. Kolkata in particular. Where the sun of knowledge arose. Where the sun of knowledge arose. The land on which the sun of knowledge arose is so great. The land on which the sun of knowledge arose is so great. And Bab Dada has seen that in this zone too, service is spreading well. That service is spreading well in this zone too, whether it is Bengal, Bihar, or its companions, also Nepal, Orissa, Assam, Nepal. So, yes, it has many companions. Because there are many of you companions, because the sun of knowledge arose there, so there are many centers and many companions. And until today, Bab Dada has seen, that every area until now, even though it may not be a big zone, it may be small, there is a lot of enthusiasm for service even among the small zones. You have done it and you are doing it with interest. You have done it and you are doing it with interest. And this is why in all these zones that are being mentioned, the name of service has been glorified in all those places. As a result, it has been seen that regular students have also been created. Regular students have also been created. Whether they are big or small programs, have taken place, there is support from the media too. But now, whatever Baba has asked you to do, to bring time close. This is what Baba has asked you to do, to bring time close. And for that, you now have to make preparations as quickly as possible for that. Acha. Bab Dada is also giving congratulations to those who have come from Bengal, Bihar, etc. You are looking after the charitable task of serving the yajna very well. You are looking after the charitable task of serving the yajna very well. There is a big crowd, but Bab Dada has seen one thing. Everyone now likes to come in large numbers rather than small numbers. They now like to come in large numbers rather than coming in small numbers. Day by day, numbers are just growing. Okay, you may sit down. Okay, now double foreigners. So many double foreigners had come at that time. This Murli is of 15th March 2010. 15th March. So many double foreigners were here. Raise your hand, but double foreigners. Baba is seeing all the double foreigners. See, so many double foreigners. Bab Dada has given double foreigners the title of being double effort makers. Bab Dada has given double foreigners the title of being double effort makers. So speak. Are you double effort makers? Are you double effort makers? Not double foreigners, but double effort makers. Raise your hand. So you're not double foreigners, but you're double effort makers. Very good. Bab Dada has always said that the service abroad has proved the father's title of the world server. Previously, Baba was just a Bharat server. But now, in every turn, there are double foreigners. From 90 countries, they have come. 80, 90 countries, double foreigners have come. So they do come from so many countries. Bab Dada is pleased that service abroad is growing. That service abroad is growing, and you reach here in every turn, in every season. You reach here in every turn, in every season, and with so much enthusiasm. With so much enthusiasm. Brazil, Spanish. Okay. All those who have come here, all those who have come here, Do all of you consider yourselves to be free from obstacles? Those who consider themselves to be free from obstacles, raise your hand. Raise your hands if you consider yourselves to be free from obstacles. Free from obstacles, I was asking, they are raising their hands, so Baba is asking again. Okay. There is a majority. Some are not, because they are not raising their hand, so some are not, though the majority is. Bab Dada is pleased. And what does he remember in his heart? Wah, children, wah. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Now listen to the Yatpyar. To all the children everywhere who are lovers of God, to all the children everywhere who are lovers of God, to those who constantly fly, those who constantly continue to fly in the Father's love and are intense effort makers and are true servers, who are free from obstacles in service. Bab Dada is seeing all such children from everywhere. Along with that, Baba is also seeing the children from far, far away. Baba is seeing them and also seeing all the children who are watching and listening to Bab Dada on a screen in different places in Shantivan. Bab Dada is giving all these children the blessing. Bab Dada is giving all these children the blessing. May you always remain happy and distribute happiness for all time. May you always remain happy and distribute happiness for all time. A happy face. Anyone who sees your face should become happy on seeing your face. No matter what someone may be like, on seeing your face, they should also be happy. This is a blessing for all the children everywhere. It is a blessing for all those who are sitting here personally in front. Your face should never wilt. So blessing for everyone and also for those who are sitting personally in front. Your face should never wilt. If you wilt, what would be the condition of the world? If you wilt, what would be the condition of the world? You have to have a constantly happy face and also be engaged in activities of happiness and make others remain like that too. To such intense effort maker children, effort-making children, to such intense effort-making children, Bab Dada's love, remembrance, love, remembrance, and namaste to all the sweet, sweet children. So love, remembrance, and namaste to all the sweet, sweet children. Oh, Dabi Janki, is so happy. I'm sure she also must be watching from the subtle regions. So this is the Murli of 15th March 2010. And today is 25th March 2021, 11 years ago. And just see in these 11 years how drama has changed. And who knows what more is to come next year. But as Baba wants us to bring time close, this is what now our main effort should be, to make the sorrowful, unhappy souls, miserable souls, be happy, and they should receive God's inheritance of happiness. This is how our stage also should be, like that of Bab Dada. So stable, so sweet, so loving. So 15th March 2010, the original date of this Murli. And so many sitting here are already become angelic. They have become avyat. Amit Chand Bhai too. Thank you. Okay, you may continue sitting.
Vardani bol, pyar par kurban hone wale, sampurna pavitrata ke.
The heading of this murli was, O souls who are worthy of God's love, give a handful of happiness to those who are unhappy, finish all waste and become powerful and bring the time close. This was the essence of the whole murli. We have to become powerful and make others powerful. And along with that, let this sound spread that God has come, He's giving us inheritance, and now is the time to take. If not now, then never. And Baba at the end very beautifully blessed us that your face should be so cheerful, so much happiness on your face, that whoever looks at you should also become happy from your face, your activities. You have to reveal the Father. So apply the key of determination and fulfill Baba's desire. Okay, so now Madhurvani group is going to sing this beautiful song, and Brother Satish is so clever, you know, on the murli he creates the song. And Baba has also said how Baba is giving us a homework which we have to accomplish and show it to Bap Dada. Bap Dada, who is our beloved father, who is fulfilling all our desires, making us so contented. And we children who are the jewels of contentment, always surrender to Bap Dada.
ओम शांति। प्यारे बाबा आपको हम बेहद प्यारे हैं, हम भी कहते आप बाबा प्राण हमारे हैं, परम धाम से आप हमारे लिए पधारे हैं और प्यारी प्यारी शिक्षाओं से भाग्य संवारे हैं, हमारे भाग्य संवारे हैं। वो बाबा आप हमारे हैं, हमारे प्राणों से प्यारे हैं, वो बाबा आप हमारे हैं। एक बार जोरदार तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा का अभिनंदन करते हैं।
जादूगर की जादूगरी को लाते सारे प्यारी शिक्षाओं से भाग्य संवारे हमारे भाग्य संवारे
Bab Dada's teachings. The Madhurvani group presented a very beautiful song. And the chariot of Bab Dada is in Bombay. Blessings and good wishes of all the Brahmin family may Gulzar Dadi ji get well soon. We have good wishes for her. So may Dadi ji get well soon. We have such good wishes. Our yoga and vibrations are reaching Dadi ji. Now we request Dadi Ratan Mohini ji to say a few words of her blessings. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Everyone speak up. Om Shanti. This beautiful gathering. There are so many, but still it seems as if it is silence here. This means we should always experience this, that wherever we are, we should be in silence, we should ourselves be in silence, and to whomsoever we meet, we should meet with silence, with a smiling face. So whatever Baba has said, we should tell those versions to others. So everyone would experience happiness, and we will also experience happiness. That today, what all Baba has told us, we should pay attention all such things that Baba has told us, and by keeping the attention, we will have that awareness. We will have that awareness, whatever Baba wishes from us. So we should always remember that we have to see everyone with that vision, that we all are the children of the one Father, and the task that Baba has given to us, we should keep on doing that task, with which we will also have happiness, and others who listen to it will also experience that happiness. This is why today is the day of happiness for all. We all should listen carefully and should see. Then we will be able to see inside ourselves that whatever program Baba gives, there is so much happiness merged in it. We should be happy inside and should celebrate that happiness with everyone. Om Shanti. Dadiji has opened the treasures of happiness, and now I request respected Nirvair Bhaiji to present his good wishes in front of all. Om Shanti. Thanks to our Sharda Benji, Sister Sharda, who specially remembered our Dadiji and who gave special thanks to Dadiji, Dadi Gulzarji, and expressed her feelings that she should get well soon and come to Madhuban very soon. Doctors, Sister Neelu, everyone is taking good care of her. And we all have our good wishes and good feelings that continue to reach her. And thanks to all brothers and sisters there, we keep on giving thanks. Dr. Pratapji, he just went from here. He stayed there specially for a week, and he gave the news. And he also gave the news of today morning that there is much improvement in Dadi's health. And today's gathering, it is of Eastern Zone. There are many brothers and sisters from Eastern Zone, but there are from all over Bharat and also few from abroad. The video that was seen, that was shown, there were many brothers from abroad. And we could also see few of them who have become avyakt. Today's morning class and this Murli, avyakt Murli of Bab Dada that you all heard, Bab Dada has underlined that in what awareness should we always remain? Where should we focus? And what feelings should we have in our behavior and attitude? So we listen to such good things. We all Brahmins, we are multi-million fortunate, be it if we are listening personally or we are listening through the medium of television in India and abroad. But all of you, just as Baba has given us the title of most elevated, multi-million fortunate, we should accept this title with our heart. If we accept it with our heart, we will always remain smiling and cheerful. We will never be disheartened. Along with that, you heard in the Murli that is the sound of every heart, be happy and distribute happiness. A very small instance Baba gives of distributing happiness. We should make others eat the sweet of our sweet words. Our feelings should be good for everyone, and by recognizing the present time, we should make our effort so deep that we should become pass with honor. For that, many congratulations to everyone. Om Shanti. Very beautifully you presented your inspirations in front of everyone. Now I request Brijmohan Bhaiji to give your good wishes and good feelings. Om Shanti. When the last speaker starts to speak, then everyone becomes happy. Why do they become happy? Because you will get free after listening to him. So, you all saw the gathering of Eastern Zone in the video, you saw in the video, and we saw today as well in a practical way. Baba told the quality to increase the service of Eastern Zone. I remember in 2004, there was a mela gathering in Calcutta, And in that gathering, there was a gathering of 2 lakh. In the mega programs of Brahma Kumaris, there had never been the gathering of 2 lakh. And during that time, there was a gathering of 2 lakh people. And in that, the main speakers were Dadi Janki Ji and Dadi Prakashmani Ji, Dadi Gulzar Ji, Dadi Nirmal Shanta Ji. There were governor and other eminent people too. At that time, Dadi Janki said that at that time, the count of Brahmin family was 7 lakh in 2004. There was a gathering of 2 lakh people. And I saw at that time that Dadi Prakashmani Ji spoke only for 5-6 minutes. But whatever should be spoken, he spoke in essence. That how deities have their food, the Lakshmi and Narayan, how do they have their food? So she spoke about what they do not have in their food. So she said and asked everyone to stand up, and she asked everyone to promise that you should not have such food. And 90% of the gathering, they stood up and they promised. This was the power of purity. And I also heard Dadi Janki Ji. She also spoke only for 5 minutes. But in that she said that this is the world of mud, and in this we have to stay like a lotus flower. And you also have to become like a rose. So we saw that Dadi Ji used to tell essence of the whole knowledge. And the murli that is appropriate as per the time, we listen to that. And in today's murli, Baba reminded us again. Simply he reminded us of 2-3 things. One, Baba said that there should not be consciousness of mine, that this is mine, that is mine. So this will be an obstacle in your becoming complete and perfect. And secondly, Baba said, Baba gave 2 homeworks. One, that the people of the world are in peacelessness. They are sorrowful. So Baba gave us this task to remove the sorrow and peacelessness, and you have to do it through the service of your mind. And secondly, Baba said, the waste thoughts that come as an obstacle, there is a queue of waste thoughts that destroy our stage. So specially Baba focused on the waste thoughts, that you have to renounce waste thoughts, and everyone raised their hands that they will not have any waste thoughts anymore. And it is I'm very happy to meet all of you. It is very difficult to travel such far away place, Calcutta and other places. We are meeting now, and we will meet every cycle again and again. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So you all felt
the good wishes.
साइलेंस में योग करिएगा, साइलेंस में योग करिएगा, पावरफुल साइलेंस में.
आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया. हो कमाल कर दिया.
हमारा सारा जीवन
आपने खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया।